Disagreements have roiled the state's education community in the wake of new teacher evaluation laws approved by Governor Andrew Cuomo and the legislature as part of this year's state budget. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, the controversy over those laws was highlighted at a day-long summit in Albany called by education officials.
Principals, teachers, and school boards have objected to the tight deadline in the law, as well as the greater reliance on standardized tests, a component that Governor Cuomo has insisted upon. The first panel of the day was the school superintendents. Neil O'Brien, president of the New York State Council of School Superintendents, joked that the new teacher performance standards are the 4.0 version, as they have been revised four times since just 2010. He says the new rules, though, are as flawed as the old ones.
The definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again. Yeah, I see some people whispering it out loud, expecting a different outcome.
Jack Beerwith, the superintendent of the Herricks Public Schools on Long Island and a former advisor to the State Board of Regents, says student test scores have become a political battleground and have created a poisonous environment that has made rational discussion of the issue impossible. Schools across New York were shaken this spring when nearly one-fifth of students opted out of the required English tests for the third through eighth grades. Nearly as many missed the math tests. The exams will be used to measure teacher performance, and the absence of so many students could skew the outcome. Beerwith, who says he formerly worked at disadvantaged schools, says there's a worry that an over-reliance on test scores will unfairly penalize teachers at the state's poorest schools, where test scores are low and instructors and their students are struggling. And he says Governor Cuomo is fueling those fears by calling the poorly performing schools failing schools and advocating for a state takeover.
When I have read statements by the governor equating low scores with the quality of teaching, I cringe.
He says it makes it difficult to recruit and retain the good teachers.
If you work in a district like that, no matter how effective you are, you come out with a scarlet A on your head.
All of the key groups who spoke are also concerned about what they say is an impossibly tight deadline for enacting the new standards. The Board of Regents must create the new rules by June 30th. Schools must adopt them over the summer and have them in place by November 15th, or they risk a loss in state aid. Tim Creamer with the New York State School Boards Association is asking the Board of Regents to extend that deadline for another year. He says trying to make major changes over the summer is not realistic.
Unfortunately, it's a lousy time to force us into the negotiating table.
Billy Easton is with the Alliance for Quality Education, a pro-school funding organization partly financed by the teachers' unions. He says he hopes the summit will convince the State Education Department and Board of Regents to de-emphasize standardized tests for measuring teacher and student performance.
It drives teaching to the test. It undermines quality of education.
The biggest unanswered question, though, is how much leeway do the Board of Regents, which are appointed by the legislature, have in straying from the new law that was spearheaded by Governor Cuomo? The Assembly's Education Committee Chair, Kathy Nolan, is one of many lawmakers who came to listen to the discussion. Nolan says the Assembly was not enthusiastic about all of the changes, but agreed to them to keep the state budget from being late. She says she's now counting on the Regents to use their authority to fix the flaws in the law.
I think the Regents are going to be very effective.
Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch said in late April that she could administratively delay the implementation of the latest version of teacher evaluations until September of 2016 if schools can demonstrate that it would be a hardship to meet the short time frame imposed in the new law. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.